You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
We're back. Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Preview. I'm Jackie Borowski. With me is
Natalie Vratney
and
Cameron Marston.
We also have Tony that will be with us next week, and a special guest.
Oh, wow.
We have the Gay Beaner next week.
He's in town?
Yeah.
He's back.
You should also check his blog. He did a really great breakdown of all the queens for the All-Stars.
So are we taking him hiking?
We can take him hiking. Apparently this is what we do when we meet people for logo TV show occasions. Bing is for doing. Just throwing that in there.
Bing.
Let's just go down a breakdown of the queens. You guys know most of them. I can't remember some of them. Nor do I want to remember some
And for
of
those
them.
Of you that don't know, we were just talking about this. They could not have been a winner, so clearly they're not coming back. It's just
right.
All-Stars that have not won a season.
So from season one, Nina Flowers, Chanel, Tammy Brown, Raven. Season two, Jujubee, Pandora Box, Manila Luzon. Actually, I think I'm getting some of these seasons wrong. Season three, Alexis Mateo, Yara Sofia, Mimi and First, and season four, Chad Michaels and Latrice Royale. Obviously, the two that stick prominently in my mind are the ones from season four. I could not for the life of me remember who Mimi and First was.
The heavy set one.
Yeah. Until I saw her on
with the bad accent
on the previews. And then, well, let's just say, is there anybody that you're surprised by, or is there
Mimi
anybody?
And First.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, this person was in 11th place and I can barely remember them. And is there anybody that you think is a good contender?
Nina Flowers.
I'm just going to go with Chad Michaels because I thought he was the contender last season. I thought for sure he was going to win.
And Chad Michaels is going to be the same thing I always say about Chad Michaels, where it's like, he is perfection, but if anybody else on here brings something new to the
character,
table, that's going to be his one challenge. And that's what happened last season with Sharon Needles.
Right.
It was the same kind of thing.
But I think he's going to know that going into it, and I wouldn't be surprised if he came in with a couple of surprises.
I wouldn't be either. And
well, we talked about that. That was one of our things about Chad Michaels was... I remember I rewatched some of our shows and we were trying to explain the difference. Chad was so polished, was so ready for stage, but lacked her personal character that shined through. She was so polished, it almost always seemed like a character. For me I never really got to see any of the normal person, whereas with Sharon Needles, that seemed like her natural quirky character
right.
that showed through all the time, and then she just put it into a stage character. It was interesting for me, but I remember we went over that. We kind of all debated about that.
Right. I think she's going to bring it, though, because when I saw... I rewatched all the previews today on Logo, on Logo.com. And
LogoTV.com.
LogoTV.com, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And their outfits were flawless. Like,
yes.
Even ones like that annoy the crap out of me, like Tammy Brown,
mm-hmm.
Their outfits were phenomenally flawless. It's just, I think they...
Budgeted.
They budgeted for it, but it's also like, they... you know, you're supposed to have the best of the best, and this is what's coming forth, is the best of the best. We also know from a recent article that they're going to be paired up. They're going to be teams. So there's Latrice Royale, Manila Luzon on a team. Alexis Mateo and Yara Sofia are on a team. Mimi and First and Pandora Box are on a team. Raven and Jujubee are on a team. Chanel and Chad Michaels are on a team. And Tammy Brown and Nina Flowers are on a team.
Ooh, Pandora Box must be pissed.
I know. I was just thinking, like, I was talking about this with my roommate about some of these, like, are crutches almost, because it's like you're setting it up for conflict. I love Pandora Box, though.
I love Pandora too. I mean, if looking at these teams, just looking at the teams, I have to kind of, if I put them in an order or first place, I would say Latrice and Manila. Because you have that Latrice. Everybody loved Latrice. She had a good following. And Manila was off the chain funny.
Latrice's makeup looked great. Remember how we would talk about
busted
last season?
Now
her
a
her makeup
polished.
Is definitely more polished. And I think they don't know how this is going to go. We don't know yet from the articles or anything whether or not they're going to be double eliminated, whether or not it's like one person eliminated and then the teams mix up. I personally, they do this on So You Think You Can Dance when they'll only do one elimination and then they mix it up. I would much rather see it that way because I'd rather see other dynamics.
Well, double eliminations throughout the whole season or just in the beginning and then it's individual?
I'd rather see just individual eliminations see how they mix it up.
Well,
although,
definitely,
I mean,
if there's only 10 girls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or 12 girls, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, what else are you going to do?
You need a full season.
I mean, and
that would be a wrench they would throw in later, that they would do a double elimination for one.
Yeah.
I would think I wouldn't think they would keep doing double eliminations.
Right,
and I would think that the reason you're pairing people up is so that you're going to keep switching the dynamics, because from the previews, it looks like there's already a lot of cattiness going on.
Yay.
I know. It looks like a good season.
It's a drag show without some cattiness.
I also want to remind you guys, RuPaul tweeted this, that remember when you set your DVR that it's for RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, not just RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a different show,
right,
kind of.
I record.
I need to do that.
And hopefully,
I think I've been waiting for the regular.
Yeah, and hopefully it will, because it's a different type of show, they will have different type of competitions. Someone just mentioned before we came in that they saw the girls in West Hollywood months ago pushing around ice cream carts.
That must be for a challenge.
I'm hoping.
Well, we're also hoping. She had mentioned we're going to have another panelist named Toni Moore, who seems to have a good rapport, a relationship with some of the girls. So we'll see. I guess she has some kind of spot at Mickey's with
viewing party at Mickey's, I think.
The girlies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Guest judges. We have some guests. Billy B. Everybody's favorite, Billy B. Janice Dickinson, who I think she's hilarious.
She is. Yeah. She's crazy as well.
Beth Dido. Elvira again. I'm skipping over people just because I don't
Rachel
have time.
Dratch.
Can't we just say what he's
Okay, give us your Rachel Dratch.
Well, if anybody know, I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe this is me being ignorant, but Rachel Dratch. So I was like, is that a drag queen? You know, Dry Snatch?
No, it's SNL comedian.
I don't know what it is. Sorry. Dry Snatch. That works for me. That could be a drag name.
Was she? I feel she was on last season.
Oh. She probably, I mean, did guest spots, but she was also in a few episodes of 30 Rock, and she just came out with a book.
Oh. Kelly Osbourne again. Sherry O'Terry, who I love. Rosie Perez, Busy Phillips.
Vicki Lawrence. Wasn't Vicki Lawrence the whole Carol Burnett, right? Old school Vicki Lawrence, right?
I think I know where you're going at, but I...
Vicki Lawrence. She was on the Carol Burnett show. Carol Burnett show.
Yes, a show we all watched.
Wow.
I love Carol Burnett. I want to see Carol Burnett on Drag Race.
Well, why Billy B? Sorry. Well, who's Wendy McClendon Luck Covey?
These are things that we are going... Viewers, if you want to Google this, go ahead. Wendy McLevin Covey.
Let's go over the girls.
Is there anything, any last words, last thoughts? Next words, next thoughts.
Oh, are we not going to go over the girls individually?
You want to?
Oh,
you have to.
Okay.
Rip.
Alexis Mateo. We have some beautiful imagery here that's from Logo.
Yes.
where she's wearing chains.
She was known for her BAM, right?
That yeah, BAM. Okay.
Here's some fierce poses.
Yeah, not too thrilled about her.
Chad Michaels wearing a crown.
Good competitor.
Yeah.
They all kind of look like they're doing their Glamazon thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Juju B.
I like her.
She's a spark plug.
Yeah.
Oh. I'd rather have angina.
Who else are you missing? That's another question.
Oh, yeah.
Latrice Royale.
Competitor.
Definitely. Manila Luzon.
She's had some makeup. Manila, love Manila. Yeah, I think she's hilarious.
She looks like a piece of bubble gum.
She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mimium first.
I really don't understand.
By the way,
that.
All of these images that we're viewing that
I don't
you guys
understand
can't
her
see is on logotv.com.
Yeah, you can see these on logotv.com.
Yeah, under the cast.
She's wearing some sort of like
bubble gum
space
does anybody
outfit.
Flower.
Did she have a good following? I'm speaking specifically about Mimi. I'm first. I mean, tweet us if
please
you,
comment
if you're a fan of hers.
Because I could barely remember her.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Nina Flowers.
Love. That's my favorite
her.
Out of all of them.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
Love her punky business going on here. She has like neck pom poms going on and hand pom poms.
She was to me the watered down version of Sharon Needles.
She
was tatted up.
She is.
She had comedy on her side. She was like Miss Congeniality or whatever. She
yeah.
actually seemed like a really genuine person. I like definitely she's my top.
She
contender.
Is, and she's an older queen. She's 34. Mm-hmm. Pandora Box, who Willem says is actually a 58-year-old steelworker and the original inspiration for Flashdance.
Oh, I didn't even see the quotation marks. I was just going to ask, is she really 58 years
no,
old?
No, that's Willem. She, I think, is just so flawlessly beautiful to me.
Yeah.
I want to look like Pandora
I think
Box.
She's definitely grown. I think she had it, but she came out about her suicide, right, during season. And it almost seemed like that whole process kind of broke her down.
Right.
For mm-hmm. me. Which is, you know, you got to destroy in order to rebuild. So
it's
maybe
true.
She looks good in the picture.
It's true. Raven.
She's a competitor. She's catty as shit.
Even though she's irritating, she's a competitor.
Yeah.
Chanel.
I'm trying to. Is
she's
that the one? Was she the? Was
weird,
she the Mariah
silly,
Carey?
She has some sort of weird silly string outfit going on. And no, I can't really.
I think she was
her.
The one that kind of looked like.
Who's Mariah? That model who has? She's African American model. She always had her hair short, and she would always do those weird poses and.
We're not talking about Tyra.
Oh, she was in Boomerang. She was in Boomerang.
I can't think of her name, but that's the pose that reminds me of.
This is horrible.
I just spent like an hour at work Wikipedia-ing her because I was just so interested.
Not Iman, the other one, the crazy one. She was actually a singer. She was dating David Bowie for a while.
And she's really popular.
No, Iman is married to David Bowie.
Okay, no, no. No, but before... We'll figure it out. We'll come back to that.
She dated the boxer in Rocky, not... Sylvester Stallone, but the guy who beat him.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, she dated him.
I love Dolph Lundgren.
She was in Boomerang. She was Strong J. You'll get it.
Tweet Dolph us Lundgren, if
answer.
You want to be on the show.
Anyways, that's who Chanel reminds us of, and me.
She actually had an album.
Dolph
okay,
Lundgren
we're moving
from
on.
He-Man, though. Dolph Lundgren from He-Man.
Or Rocky. No.
I really, Dolph Lundgren from He-Man.
Okay, Tammy Brown.
She's
why?
Irritating.
I don't understand.
I like her.
She's like if Lucille Ball was beaten in the face.
And I think she's from Long Beach.
Aesthetically, I don't think she's bad.
Even though it's Los Angeles.
But she had a bad
attitude.
She's
irritating.
Yeah, she was a whiner, right? Isn't she like a complainer?
I just remember being irritated.
And
I was watching the previews, then I was like, ugh. It just comes back.
But she does remind me of the whole Lucille Ball thing.
But not like in a charming, I love Lucy kind of way.
It was an annoying, you have no other... dimension.
Yara Sofia.
She's my number three.
Oh, well,
who's
what
your number two?
Manila.
And who's your number one? I missed that.
Nobody listens to me.
Okay, Cam.
It was Nina Flowers.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So Nina Flowers, that's my top three. Nina Flowers, Manila, and Yara Sofia.
Are we doing top three?
I don't want to do a top three until I've seen the first episode.
Because I was right last time.
I don't want to do it until I've seen the first
episode. Everyone hold him to this top three.
Right
and then we will.
Well, I wasn't correct about. I was correct
the
about
end.
The winner. I wasn't correct about the top
right.
three. Who's your top three?
Oh, we're okay. I'm just gonna go with Chad Michaels, Juju B, and Tammy Brown.
Oh,
I just made a guess. I don't know.
No,
she's invested.
Yes,
I see. But I have a problem. Whereas I want to put Pandora Box in my top three. Just
why not?
I like her.
I would put her in my top five.
Okay. She'll be my third, and then Nina Flowers, and then Chad Michaels.
I was going based on
Chad Michaels is one
for this top three.
So you guys are all about Chad Michaels then?
I really like Chad Michaels.
I'm going to make her down.
No.
She's flawless. She's flawless. But I only think that her contender would be someone like
Nina Flowers.
Nina Flowers.
Manila's well, even Manila is kind of, well, we'll see, whatever.
We'll see what they bring. We'll see what they bring.
We'll see what the gay beaner has to say.
I know, exactly. Go to his blog.
Why isn't he calling?
He's got shit to do.
Lies.
I had one more question before we go into our closing statements.
Okay.
What did you guys feel about the ad campaign? Because I am on another show, American Horror Story. Watch that one, too.
What?
I'm doing American Horror Story. But
their
ad campaign is nuts.
Amazing.
Like, they were putting out... They're putting out something, like, every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's, like, a monkey on a wheel just, like, churning out videos for them.
It's a visual. It's part of marketing.
Yep. Okay. Marketing.
And they have quizzes, and they have... Their poster ad campaign is everywhere. Not that, like, we work in West... Natalie and I work in West Hollywood, so the Drag Race campaign is everywhere where we're working.
Every billboard. Yep.
But...
And the Republican.
What?
Just kidding.
Clear Channel's Republican?
What's going on? What just happened?
Those are the owners
but
of the billboards.
I felt like... I don't know if it's because I was bombarded by the American Horror Story campaign or because I just feel like this is a more understated campaign than they have had lately. Or do they... How do you feel about their previews? I feel like they're not telling us anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're keeping everything on lockdown.
I think, yeah, she's banking off the finale of last season.
Yeah.
Trying to keep things under wraps.
Yeah. And so I feel like whereas... Whereas in another situation, we'd be oversaturated with the information,
right,
especially with this being an All-Stars. In this instance, we have almost nothing except for a couple of videos of, like, the queens walking in, mm-hmm, and then of them giving, like, personal introductions.
And
it's very little
cart sales.
I know,
and
but that we only know because of the
West
neighborhood. Yeah, but the billboards have RuPaul on them.
There's
so
not
it's, like,
it's not revealing.
There's
much.
Not. Yeah, you don't feel like you're getting any information on the actual episodes. So I feel like this is going to be some sort of huge surprise, and that a lot of the information is on lockdown. So,
or it could just be a small budget.
Don't tell me that.
Sometimes that's the case. Just keeping it real.
Logo pours all of its budget into the RuPaul's Drag Race. This is how they do it too, apparently. I've had a lot of coffee. Anyway, so for closing statements.
I didn't mean to bring the room down. I'm sorry.
Download our previous episodes on iTunes.
Yes.
We have part of season 3 and season 4 to catch you up. And download this one on iTunes, too.
Yeah. And we're back
also,
next week.
Oh, yeah. We're back next week, but on Tuesday at 8.
Yes.
So if you want to catch us live, it's Tuesday at 8. And we have a great fall schedule lined up, although I only know about American Horror Story. I actually don't. Can you give us a list of some of the upcoming shows?
Well, we have Homeland and Boardwalk Empire, Once Upon a Time. That's the one I do.
I saw you guys actually last week.
There's easily over 30 shows. Yeah, there's over 30. It's easy.
Yeah, we're doing about 40 to 50 shows right now. Right. So
if there's something out there, you will probably find it. Also, there's a new blog on AfterBuzz. So if there's not an after video, there might be some written words about it.
We didn't say enough.
And like last season and the season before, if you guys have negative or positive comments, we're all about it.
Yes, tweet us.
It always keeps the conversation going, you know?
Tweet us or send us hate mail or love mail.
We don't want to just regurgitate the show. You know, we want opinions.
Yeah.
I'm going to give my opinion. I don't care what you guys have to say.
Exactly. I'm at 123 Jackie _B.
I'm at Natalie Bratney.
I'm at Tamakava 777.
We're not going to spell it for
you. Can also reach us at AfterBuzz TV.
.com.
All right.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Afterbuzz TV.